yakap, pagtapik sa likod, pagkamay. Paano kung ang makatanggal ng iyong kalungkutan ay hindi mo maaring ibigay? Dating international student, naghanap si Rosie Ferrer ng oportunidad sa ibang bahagi ng bansa upang mas madali para sa kanyang maging permanent resident.
Right after I graduate, I started to apply for jobs in regional areas, and I got a lot of job offers. I don't know why I chose Darwin, but I signed a contract in Darwin, and I'm going to start 6th of March. And at that time, I was just I recently finished my master's, so we don't have enough funds. We only have $300 in our bank account. So I decided to flew to Darwin alone.
Dahil sa pandemya, nagkaroon ng lockdown sa bansa at mahigit 4 na buwang nagkahiwalay ang mag-anak.
Yeah, it was 4 months and I did everything I could from saving. Like, I'm not eating anything because I really want to save money because I really want to get them as much as possible. So I always make sure that my grocery only stays at $40 a week. When the lockdown came, my husband got stood down in Melbourne and my working hours are also reduced. It's just so happened that I'm a teacher, so they couldn't take me off because they need teacher in every school. So, but my hours got cut off, so I'm the only one working in the family. And then when I have to as well email chief minister, because I was really fighting to take off the 2,500 fees at that time. And I actually got a call from the secretary of the chief minister, and they said that it's mandatory that we have to pay 2,500. However, 2 weeks before, I mean, 2 weeks before that, after that, rather, they, Gunner took off the 2,500 and they let travelers to just do self-isolation. So immediately, my husband and I booked the ticket. And they came June 15 when it was lift off, when the 2,500 mandatory quarantine was lift off. However, when my family arrived June 15, I have to not stay with them because in our new apartment, they have to self-isolate for 14 days. My husband and my daughter were not communicating. It's just that I have to bring them food. That's it. But firstly, it was very difficult because I'm a touchy person. I like to hug my daughter. I like to kiss her. Same thing with my husband. And it was quite hard. But I need to sacrifice a bit because I work with children and I don't want to really infect other children as well, my students.
Dahil sa hindi niya mahagka ng kanyang asawa at anak, at dahil na rin sa pandemya, nagkaroon ng anxiety attack si Rosie.
All of a sudden, I just felt that I have the COVID virus, and then I started to get difficulty breathing, and they have to rush me to the hospital. And the doctor said that I had an anxiety attack. I've never had anxiety attack.
Mabuti na lang. At pagkatapos noon, nagkasama ng muli ang mag-anak.
It's just so different now. My perspective is now different. They said that I look better. I look happier. You know, and I started to drink vitamins as well. So I started to really take care of myself.
Kagaya ni Rosie, nakakaranas din ng pisikal at emosyonal na kakulangan ang mga hindi maaaring makayakap o makahawak sa kanilang mga mahal sa buhay dahil sa pandemya. Ayon sa healing arts practitioner na si Lorelai Luna.
First of all, I think touch as a human need, we need to understand our human anatomy. So when we touch a person, your own receptors in your fingertips or in your, just under your skin, your nerves. And another person's, you know, when you shake someone's hand, you touch their skin. So you have to understand first that the skin is one of our makeup of the human body systems. It's part of the integumentary system. And skin, nails, hair, nerves, so that forms part of the integumentary system. And skin itself, underneath it, has the nerve cells and the receptors. What do we mean by receptors? These are unique receptors that respond to each kind of information. So if you get touched gently, just a gentle touch already sends a signal of a sensation. Like as soon as we came out of the mother's womb and into this world, we were already receiving touch from that perspective. If it's not your mother that's you're feeling skin to skin, it would have been the doctor's hand that touched you, mm-hmm. you know, when they pull the head out of the mother. So there's already touch happening there. So it's a human need from the time we were born.
Kahit sa ating pagtanda, nakakabawas ng tensyon at kalungkutan ang touch.
As we grow older, when we're feeling sad if we're happy, we get hugs, we get a handshake, we get a pat on the back. So those positive reinforcement and positive messages we receive through touch. That's just an example. So now that we're in this crazy, crazy world, you know, we get to work. Well, we go to school, we go to college, then we go to work. We build relationships around us. When you feel overwhelmed and if you're under pressure, the body releases a stress hormone called cortisol. And one of the biggest things that touch can do is reduce stress. So allowing your immune system, your whole, your heart rate, you know, to it works its way as it should. So it can also calm the certain bodily function, like I mentioned the heart. So when you're angry or when you're stressed, sometimes all you need is the touch of a loved one and we calm down.
Habang nakakapagkalma ito, aminado si Lorelai na may kakulangan ng human touch ngayong pandemya.
Skin hunger is like, it's like imagine you yourself, if you cannot give your child a hug for a day or two, how would you feel? How would a mother feel? How would a parent feel? It does have an impact on your mental health if you cannot at least, you know, see the person or let alone touch them. It's an affection. It is a language of love. Touch is one of the languages of love.
Para sa mga nangungulila para sa human touch dahil sa self-isolation, payo ni Lorelai na subukan ang self-massage.
It's very simple. You can do it yourself. Stretch your arm and just touch. Just find your sternum. Using your right hand, find your sternum, which is the middle of your rib cage. And from there, just drag your finger across your chest, follow your clavicle, and put your palm all the way to your rotator cuff, which is your shoulder muscles, where your shoulder meets your torso. And just keep doing that, and that'll open up your chest. If you're feeling overwhelmed and, you know, your neck hurts, and it feels like your chest is caving in because of the anguish you may feel when you're alone, that's a good massage technique.